1 Thessalonians chapter 2. For you know, brethren, concerning our coming to you, that it has not been futile. But having suffered before, and having been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we became even bolder in our God to speak the good news of God to you in the face of great opposition. For our appeal to you was not based on error, nor did it involve any immoral behavior nor any kind of deceit. But seeing that we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the good news, this is the way we speak, not as pleasing men, but pleasing God, who tests our hearts. For we were never at any time found to be using flattery to try to convince you, as you know, nor were we subtly trying to get your money, God is our witness, nor were we seeking honor from men, neither from you, nor from others, even when we could have tried to impress you as being sent ones of the Anointed One. But we were gentle while among you, like a nursing mother who carefully cares for her own children. Our concern for you was so great that we were even willing to give you not only the good news message from God, but also our own souls, because you had become very dear to us. For you remember, brethren, our labor and strenuous toil, how we worked day and night, so that we would not be a financial burden to any of you. This is how we proclaimed the good news of God to you. You and God are witnesses of how holily, righteously, and blamelessly we behaved ourselves toward you who are believing. You know how we treated each one of you, like a father treats his own children, exhorting you, encouraging you, and testifying to you that you should conduct your lives in a way which is appropriate for someone whom God has invited into his own kingdom and glory. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing that when you heard the word of God from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God, which also is working in you who are believing. For you, brethren, became imitators of the gatherings of the called out ones of God, which are in Judea, in the Anointed One, Jesus. For you also suffered the same thing from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews. These are the ones who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and also drove us out. They are not pleasing to God and are hostile towards everyone. They are even trying to keep us from speaking to the nations so that they may be being saved. By so doing, they are constantly filling up the measure of their sins, but wrath will come upon them in the end. But we, brethren, being taken away from you for a short time and being physically absent, but not absent in heart, we really wanted to come back and see you face to face. We did, in fact, try to come back to you. I, Paul, tried several times, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Isn't it you, when we are together in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming? For you are our glory and our joy. This is the end of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.